On the banks of the roses, me love, and I sat down. And I took out my fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Hi, Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?" When I was a young man, I heard me father say that he'd rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than be married to any runaway. On the lovely sweet banks of the roses, on the banks of the roses, me love, when I sat down, and I took out my fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle,
live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave, along with Joseph, Trisha, and Eric behind the music. Is he behind the music, Joseph?
Well, he's behind the glass, but to top of the morning. Yeah, is he tipping the glass in there, huh? Are you tipping the glass?
No, no.
A little bit of Irish
never
whiskey?
Never at work.
No Irish whiskey here, but top of the morning to you, Dave. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day.
It is? It is?
Almost.
Yes, I've got... Well, we're celebrating
almost.
Early.
We're celebrating
when
early.
Is it anyway?
We're going to jump start
it's
on
gonna
it.
It's going to be in the middle of the week. It's going to be before our next show.
Oh, should I go to Tilted Kilt?
Well, it's on Thursday, Dave.
On Thursday, I'll go to Tilted Kilt.
You're going to go to... Well, that's Scottish. That's a little bit different, isn't it?
It doesn't matter. Oh. They're dressed like Tilted Kilt.
Well, of course.
Does it matter if...
He'll go for any reason to see the girls at Tilted Kilt. That's all I'm saying.
That's nice.
I'm not going to wear a kilt.
Well, okay. Well, that's...
Have you ever worn a kilt?
I have not. I have not.
You have not?
I have not. No, I haven't.
How would
I have
you look in a kilt?
I don't want to even think
look
of myself.
Look at those legs,
you know,
ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. They're a little bit hairy. But Pierce Brosnan, speaking of hairy, Pierce Brosnan is bringing us into the show with On the Banks of the Roses from the new... from the film Evelyn. Oh, beautiful voice.
And
I will tell you, I would not mind seeing Pierce Brosnan in a kilt.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, that's really funny.
Mamma mia.
But of course,
play the Wedding Bell Blues.
What?
I don't know.
That's a little weird, Dave.
That's
but
another random joke.
Was that a
random
marriage joke?
Yeah, it was. Thank you.
Supposed to be.
See, Eric.
Oh. I got it. But.
Oh.
Well, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day a little bit early today, but this hour is a very exciting because it's brought to everyone by Alexander's All Care Automotive. Of course, Dave, because I don't know. I don't think that Alexander is Irish.
Alexander?
Well,
yeah, how did you say that?
He's trying to do an Irish accent.
I'm trying. It'll be done after this segment,
so
but I'll do my best.
So the Irish changed the D's to T's, is that what you're saying?
Yes, and the I's to O's.
Oh, no, Alexander I don't think is Irish, but what he is a fantastic auto mechanic owner of Alexander's All Care Automotive. And I was there last week, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and actually...
You had a lot of car problems.
Well,
We went to visit.
But actually, a family member is having a car problem and just took it into Alexander's.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And,
so he's very centrally located. I mean, she came up from Chandler. We come from Northwest Phoenix. You know, he's right here.
People love him. And
he's worth the drive.
He definitely is. 3310 East Thomas Road. That's not that far from here. Really.
That is if the 51 is open.
Oh, yeah, the 51 was shut down today?
Yeah, in case you're driving today, make sure you leave in plenty of time, because if you're taking the 51.
Is that why people thought I sound like a news anchor man for about 10 minutes?
Yes, southbound freeway is closed.
Wow. What an improvement, they called in and said.
Yeah,
I think everybody was going, yay.
Yay,
no,
finally.
Just teasing. We got a
they
good
were disappointed.
Show,
we had lots of calls. They were very upset.
Yeah. Oh, they were?
Yes, people.
Upset that I did the news
no,
for so long? Anyway, Alexander, 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Alexander's All Care Automotive. And definitely... just go there to say hi, even if you don't need anything.
You know, if you're unlucky with your car, and especially if it's a green car, right?
Yeah, if it's a green car, then
you won't get pinched.
Sell it.
He won't pinch you.
Oh, but
lucky.
I like getting pinched by the right people.
Actually, you liked it. One time we rented a green
car.
You
pinched me once?
No, we rented a green car.
I didn't like it.
Yes, you did, because we could always tell when the valet was starting to come with our car. because it was like lime green.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then he pinched me.
The valet?
Oh, really?
It was and look a at girl the
smile.
Valet.
And look at, you said he. It, look at the smile on his face when he goes, and then he pinched me.
That's not a pinch, Dave. That's a goose.
Oh, a goose.
But
if it's good for the gander.
I will stop the accent here.
No, I like the accent.
Well, thank you. Probably after this segment, because we've got some great interviews with some people who actually do have Irish accents.
So they're probably being offended right now.
Probably. But we've got a
somebody had to say it.
At least he's attempting, right?
Yes. We've got a Sonashi, which is basically an Irish storyteller. And we also have...
Why don't we just say Irish storyteller rather than Sonashi?
Because we're pretending we're Irish today, of course.
Oh.
Because Irish people get kissed all the time, right?
I have a pin that says I'm not Irish, but kiss me anyway.
There you go.
Yes, I usually wear that on St. Paddy's Day.
We'll also be speaking with an Irish singer from Celtic Thunder.
Down Under?
No, not Thunder Down. That's the Australian show. That's a different. And I don't want to.
How do they sing?
Ad accent.
They don't sing.
No. But
they dance though.
But the women go whoo.
And while we won't be tipping back some Irish whiskey here in the studio, we will be speaking with pub historian Tim Hurley. She's not
so
Irish.
So wait, is he a Hurlin?
He's Hurlish.
He's Hurlish.
He'll be calling in from the Chicago parade, the big St. Patty's Day parade in Chicago.
Is Donald going to speak there?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
He's
probably
in
not.
Ohio.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's moved on.
He was in Chicago, right, Eric? Yesterday
he was, but
I haven't been following him on the campaign.
Oh, you haven't?
Well,
I only read the news after the fact when he does something funny.
So you know about that he had to cancel his.
I just heard something on the radio.
Yeah. There was a lot of pushing and shoving going on.
Yeah, and some other guy got arrested for assaulting somebody at one of his rallies. It's like a free for all brawl there.
Well, this time it was like 4,000 or 5,000, so almost half the crowd was people that were actually asked to go and instigate problems with the Trump.
Well, allegedly, that's what we've heard, that they might have been paid political.
Hacks
or whatever you call
it. I don't know, but yeah, they're basically people that go there to cause problems.
No, well, you know,
protesters.
Speaking of not doubting anything,
there was
actually a little man at the protest. With a little green hat, and he was trying to find his gold. He was in Trump has my gold, of course, and then he started biting people. Leprechaun,
biting him on the heels, right?
Yes, on their heels. Of course, a leprechaun will be the movie Leprechaun. We've got a breakthrough flashback to 2 years ago when we spoke with writer-director Mark Jones from Leprechaun.
Mark Jones?
Yes. And also...
Are we playing that now?
I think you really like that movie.
Just wait. I'll cue you. But also, we will be reviewing a couple new movies that came out. Barney Thompson and Knight of Cups. Terrence Malick directed that one. And Dave, I understand in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving our listeners a great chance. It's better than gold, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if we may do it here. We may do it on Facebook.
Okay. Well, but they'll
stay
know.
Stay tuned
for
our Facebook to see what we are going to give away.
Okay.
Well, aren't we going to also
you could talk
tell
about
it here?
I guess we could talk about
it. Yeah, you could talk about it and tell them to go to Facebook.
It's called
a tease, Dave.
Because the only thing that's better than gold is what?
Silver.
Love.
Love?
Love
you don't
is
like
much
love,
better.
Dave.
Oh,
it's
yeah, love.
It's much better than silver and gold.
Boy, I must be tired.
He's, you know, and these are his guests,
you know,
too.
Where's,
well,
you know,
they're my guests and his guests.
No, it's... Oh, yeah. But it wore me out doing the news today for 10 minutes.
It did.
That's
you know,
why.
You know.
But you're right. We got Coach Dan from... New Love Show, Cirque du Soleil, right?
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil has made some major changes in the Love Show at the Mirage. And so he's going to be talking to us about some of those changes. You know, Cirque is always cutting edge, always upgrading, changing things. And Love is a fan favorite and has been for years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She loves it.
But now they've made some changes. And so we look forward to hearing about
those.
We're
going to find out at 11 o'clock Love from Mirage.
And oh, I love
it. And they're going to be... One of the masterminds behind that, George Martin, passed away.
Oh yeah. The fifth Beatle.
Should we play the Black
Pipes? No, the fifth Beatle was the,
Brian Epstein.
No, it was the piano playing guy.
I thought they called George Martin the fifth Beatle.
No, but he should have been because he wrote a lot of music for him.
Oh, he did.
He wrote all the like instrumentals and stuff.
He was like 90, right? 93.
I think he was older than that.
Oh, he was.
But anyway, we're gonna have two tickets.
Ooh.
For the show.
Better than gold.
And we'll let you know when and where.
You won't even have to chase the rainbow.
No, because the leprechaun will be there.
Yes, that's
yeah.
Well,
we
want to find your lucky charms,
somebody
though.
Who's going to be biting your heels.
Yes, I do. I want to give a couple shout outs real quick to my my good friends, my Irish friends, Candice Duffy and Shannon Murphy. They're both Irish.
Was she the one on the wall?
No.
Not Shannon Murphy.
Shannon Murphy. I met Shannon. Yes. She's very nice.
Very nice Irish.
Lovely.
And someone who's not Irish, Sandra Cook. She's is listening right now, and I want to thank her for a wonderful time. And my friend Dimitar.
How wonderful
we were
of a
out,
time was it?
We were out at the Arizona Snow Bowl last week.
The Snow Bowl?
Yes.
Remember,
he
wasn't. Well, because he wasn't able to go earlier because of some illness and stuff. No, illness.
My
illness. They always have
my eye and everything. But I did go out to the Snow Bowl. I had an absolute blast. I love it there.
What did you do there?
I snowboarded.
He fell.
And I did fall a lot.
You fell a lot?
I did, but it was a wonderful time. I absolutely loved it. And
really?
I've actually discovered that I do love snowboarding. It's an activity
now,
that I really do love.
Was this your second time snowboarding?
This year.
Second time this year?
Yes, this is my sixth time.
Sixth time total.
Yes.
Okay, because I remember Snow Bowl was your first.
Yes, it was. It was my very first.
Yeah,
a couple
that's
two,
your very
2 years
first.
Ago.
He was. No one wins the poll.
Oh, I know.
He was a He was a snowboarding virgin before he went to Snow Bowl the first time.
I saw it. We had Pro Circuit TV.
It was.
So that'll always hold a special place in your heart.
Yes, it is a very wonderful place, and there was plenty. It was actually snowing too.
It snowed before the Sedona Film Festival.
Yeah.
Up in Flagstaff, and then like the last day of the film festival, I was actually flying out of Flagstaff, and at the airport there was still snow on the ground, and they were talking about that snow was coming. So that's awesome.
It's beautiful to actually be in the snow when it's snowing.
By the way, you should get out a lot more and go to different places other than Snow Bowl, because there's a lot better places to go.
Well, like, it's a nice place, but you know,
Big Sky, Montana, Vail, Colorado, all the Colorado ski resorts are awesome.
Yeah, and then Utah is known for skiing and their
Utah's
snow.
Got good stuff.
But what's really cool about Snow Bowl is it's so close.
Yes, exactly. You just take a couple hour drive
straight from the heat of the desert and jump up there and really enjoy some cool.
It's like going to Big Bear if you live in Orange County.
Exactly. Yes. It's a quick hop, skip, and a jump.
And speaking of skip, and a jump, we better hop, skip, and jump into a break. And we will put a pause on my accent in our next segment. I might bring it back a little bit later.
No, I like that
but
accent.
I fought the law, Colin Farrell, of course. Of course. He's an Irish gentleman, right? You like that accent?
Oh,
I had
love
none.
That song.
I fought the law.
Had none.
The law. It's not the law, it's the lore.
The
Lar one.
The law? That's not who really sings it, is it? Are we going to play 500? I've walked.
Not this year.
I love that one.
Well, maybe a little bit later in the show.
I bet Eric can play it.
Eric can play it. We'll play it in
play what?
The 500.
We'll play it.
500.
But we'll take a quick break with these wonderful sponsors of Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we heard them all the first 9 minutes. And we will be right back. This is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX.
Who pinched me?
I did. And we'll find out when we
I don't know,
come
his
back
hands
after
down under the table.
This break. Boy, baby, and it feels so bad. I guess my race is wrong. She's the best girl that I ever had. I fought the law.